opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Welcome you to www.mikebroadcast.com and also you're coming to you from Mike Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. Can someone please let me know how clear I'm coming in? And we're going to give honor to Brother Ron, our, of course, our engineer. I'm on two things at the same time on Mike Live, Brother and my brother in the studio. Thank God for you. And we're just so glad to be alive, Brother Rob, in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. I got a prophetic word for you. I'm going to be doing some paraphrasing today because I got on two phones, and I can't really read the scriptures. I might need Sister Sharon or people to post a few scriptures so I can kind of look at my screen. I'm kind of out of town, spending time with my wife and family. And so we just thank God. God bless you, Sharon. God bless you, Sean. Let's pray. We got a word for you today. I'm going to give you something prophetic, and you're going to remember this word for a long time, because every time you see somebody, you're going to understand the purpose of the mask, okay? Let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. That our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, in that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. All right, we on two today. Hello, Jeff. We are Mike Live. We're also on www.mikebroadcast.com. God bless you, Sinead. God bless you, Yolanda. I want to give you something today about the purpose of the mask, the nose, and the mouth. The purpose of the mask for the nose and the mouth. And what I want to give you is something you're going to remember and what God is saying to us in this generation. While we have on these masks and what's going on, I'm going to give some scientific things. I'm going to give some prophetic things. But I believe Yolanda and Sister Trinace and Sharon, we're going to learn a lot today. Whenever I'm teaching and preaching, many of you are going to be teaching this and preaching this to people all around you, because I understand what my role is as an apostle in the year 2020. I didn't arrive here overnight. It took over 40 years, and God has been leading me and guiding me through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and thank God for his mercy. Have you been listening or watching me? I've been talking a lot about Joshua chapter 1, and I want to stick with Joshua 1. I'm going to reference to a few scriptures, and I hope that Sister Sharon can post some of these scriptures so I can walk you through them just a little bit, but a lot to cover in a small portion of time. We'll take our break at 2:30, and then I'm on to 2:50, and then we're going to close it out. So I'm going to be sharing some testimonies with you, some prophetic words that are unfolding, and I want you to know exactly what God is doing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, thanks be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, let me just say this to you, and please hear me closely. Let me get something out the way first, because I want the purpose of the mask when it pertains to the mouth and the nose. That's the name of the mask, the purpose of the mask pertaining to the mouth and the nose. I'm going to give you something that I believe is going to bless you prophetically and continue to give you guidance in the midst of all the stuff that's going on in America. And every time I come on and I speak about this stuff, I've been speaking to you all the time about, of course, what happened in the year, of course, 2020. And around January, you know what happened to Kobe Bryant and his daughter in the helicopter accident. It seemed like the fog, or the cloud, or the mist was blocking the hurricane that the helicopter pilot allegedly couldn't see, probably tried to fly under the cloud and ran into the side of a mountain. killing Kobe, his daughter, and seven other. I think nine of them went down. And that began a trickle-down effect of other series of things that happened to us in this nation. And while we were so focused on Kobe, his daughter, and the seven that went down in that tragic helicopter accident, Minister Jamie, we was mourning and crying and weeping, and we didn't even see on the left-hand side of the USA newspaper that America was crying out for a vaccine for the up-and-coming coronavirus, or the COVID virus 19, or what President called the Chinese virus. And so you see this thing on the heels of the Kobe Bryant thing. So while we're crying and weeping, our eyes are closed. So we got this new thing that's in our nation that arrived in 2019. It just started to manifest in 2020. And all of a sudden, my God, Minister Jay, we got this back-to-back national-wide crisis. We haven't even finished crying about Kobe, and now we got to figure out Kobe. Yes, Kobe, K-O-B-E. Now we're trying to cry about Kobe to figure out what is going on with this coronavirus. We didn't even finish mourning that. And now we're dealing with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, COVID-CO, which stands for corona. DI deals with virus. D deals with disease. And it's COVID-19, which means the polio entered America in 2019 and began to see the fruits of it, of course, in 2020. And so we got these back-to-back situations going on. You know, and now we're finding people starting to die at alarming rates. And we figured out that the coronavirus tries to come in through the ear, through the nose, and the mouth. Watch this, the nose and the mouth, because its job is trying to get to the esophagus so that through the esophagus, it can get into the lungs and then grow a type of mucus or phlegm or pneumonia, Sister Sheila Staten Pearson, and tried to kill you and did a great job doing it. Satan brings sicknesses and diseases, but God permitted it and God allowed it. And so this is what I propose to you, to watch me prophetically and hear what God is saying to the body of Christ. So we went from that to Mr. Corona, and on the heels of Corona, here comes the situation with Derek and George Floyd. The name George means soil. The name Derek means exalted ruler, like Flintstones, you know, the exalted grand poobah. He is going to put his knee on the black brother's neck. And while the black brother is suffocating and dying, he's crawling out to his mom. And so we're in the middle of a pandemic now of the exposure some of the police officers that brought a stain to all police officers. And all these officers were arrested, fired, and sent to jail while they retrial. But in the meantime, on the backs of that, that caused protests and riots to break out. And it was an exaltation and a coming to the front of the line of Black Lives Matter, or issues that deal with Black African Americans. Because I know there's two different things, Black Lives Matter and there's Black Lives, and they're always the same. So I mentioned them both. And then you got the anarchists, who are just destroying stuff because now it's a political season. We're getting ready for the presidential election. And so we got to make everything look so bad to spoil and stain the opponent while my own other opponent comes to the table. And all this stuff is going back to back to back. And then you got to dealing with the defund the police department. You know, oh my gosh, I got, look at all this stuff that's up and coming. And then governors and mayors are putting out different rules and regulations that you can't stay 6 feet away from people. You are mandated to wear a mask over your nose and your mouth, okay? I'm talking about the purpose of the mask pertaining to the nose and the mouth, and how this mask thing is kind of prophetic because it's going to explain to you what God is saying to the body of Christ. My daughter just gave me a beautiful mask. It got advertisement in New Jersey. When I put it over my nose and my mouth like this, all right, it blocks. It has a twofold effect to it, okay? It's not just keeping myself from inoculating myself, What it also do, it restricts my breathing and it affects my tongue. It restricts my breathing and it restricts my tongue. You see this? This thing is a reminder of what the church has been struggling for years. Something is always blocking our ability to breathe in what God is saying to us and also affect what we say. This mask is a sign of what we struggle with as a church. Okay? We've been breathing in the wrong stuff and speaking out the bad stuff. Do you know what the purpose of the mask really is? Is to keep you from inoculating yourself, right? The mask really does not stop coronavirus, all right? It's to keep you from spitting it and coughing on other people. And just in case you got some of the germs in your finger, don't try to stick it in your mouth and your nose, okay? The mask does have a purpose and does have a reason. But like everything else in life, there's something called mask abuse. You have to know when to take it off. You got to know when to lower it above the nose. You're not supposed to work out and run and jog with a mask. That is very dangerous because I have to explain to you exactly how oxygen works, okay? I'm giving you real quick. All right? I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm just giving you my information. Number one, oxygen is when you breathe in fresh air, all right? Carbon dioxide is when you breathe out stale air, all right? So your nose and your mouth helps you to live. Let me say it again. Your nose and your mouth helps you to live. Without your nose, without your mouth, you're going to die, okay? Because you live off of air, okay? Air is supposed to flow in through the nose and the mouth. Nose, I said nose first and mouth second. Quite frankly, I've heard scientifically speaking, you're supposed to use your nose for breathing in at least, and really the more you breathe into your nose and bring out your nose is even better. Because it creates nitrogen oxide, which gives you more energy and more power. That's when you study certain meditation courses or you take a martial arts. When I took up half keto, you do this breathing exercise, like breathe in through the mouth 5 and breathe out 10. Breathe in 5 and then you breathe out 10. Lower your knees and put your hand between your legs and press out. You kind of empty out your lungs and breathe in, okay? Air flows, that's supposed to drive. Amen. Air flows in the nose and the mouth. They're supposed to spit out through the windpipe, through the bronchial tube, one for each lung, okay? And quite frankly, breathing is important because if you actually breathe about 10 times a minute, your cells need oxygen, and then that produces energy, all right? Your cells also create carbon dioxide that goes through the lungs so it can be breathed out of the body. All right. What else helps to do this? Blood transforms oxygen throughout the body, and blood also, watch this, y'all, blood also gives carbon dioxide ride back to the lungs so it's released out of the body. So all of this goes on with your nose and your mouth. All right. Now listen to me, because everything that I'm giving you, yet scientific, yet medical, but it's all spiritual. All right. And how I find all this stuff out? I go to Google, and I study Google, and I read certain things. I take my spiritual knowledge with my years I've been living, add them together, and our natural human filtration system. That's what it is, Irma. Amen. So your nose, your throat, and your ears, really, although they separate, they all work together, okay? Now watch me, close me closely. Your nose is the main place for smelling. It is the passage of air. It helps you to taste. It also is almost like a humidifier. It makes the air warm enough for the body. You don't understand how powerful your nose is. Most of them come to the power of the mucus and the boogers in your nose. It's to keep stuff from getting inside your body. So we got a lot of boogers in your nose, a lot of mucus. You're going to blow it out, clean your nose. Because what that means is blocking stuff from getting in there. Know your body, okay? Your throat is where you digest your food at. It goes to the passageway, through your esophagus, into your lungs, and through your lungs, of course, man, it helps develop your voice, it has a connection to your vocal cords, but also your lungs, and the lungs plays a role of blocking food from getting in there. And this is from your nose to your throat, and also it connected to your ears. So your nose, your throat, your ears, although they're separate, they work together. They merge together. Come on, Sharon. They merge together. They work together. Although they're separate, That means in this time, prophetically, there's some believers who are the nose ministry. There's some believers who are the throat ministry. And there's some believers who are the ear ministry. Stop getting mad at someone because they don't see it like you see it. Some folks are those and are known as the nose. Look at my nose. All right? All right? Some folks known as the throat. Okay? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And some folks have the ears. These are your ears have to deal with your hearing and your balance. It balances the sound, your ears. How powerful your ears are. You actually see with your ears. It's crazy, man. Whatever you hear, you're going to create things in your mind, all right? Ears deal with direct sound waves, eardrums. Outer ear deals with information about the head. My God, your outer ear, glory be to God. Your inner ear, all right, helps to perceive sound. It's a system called the vestibular system. It helps to maintain balance and hold your head in a proper position. Could you imagine that? If the ears get clogged or something wrong with your ears, it'll throw you off. Isn't it funny how all of these things merge together? Sister Sharon McCombs, who gave you a prophetic word, merge together. That means whoever is smart enough to merge relationships, nose, throat, and ears, is the successful believer this season. Anytime you think you can do it on your own, you're going to miss it. That's why bipartisanship is the key this season. If we're so gung-ho to these Democrats, we're going to miss the move of God. If we're so gung-ho to the Republicans, we're going to miss the move of God. The church got to know how to merge relationships properly. Glory be to God. At the same time, when you put the mask on, you protect yourself against stuff that's not supposed to enter your body. So this is a season of discernment. Amen. Your equilibrium got the right, Brother Sean. This is a season of discernment. You don't want to be inoculated with sickness and disease. But you want to keep the mask on to protect yourself against illegal entry. That means God wants the church. We see a mask remind you of relationships you should connect to and some you should disconnect from. All right. I heard the teaching the other day about we got to have people around us to coach us and to guide us. And I understand that. But we're going to make sure we got the right people around us because some folks need to be disconnected from and not listened to. Know the difference. We need the ability to perceive and to be guided. God bless you, Pastor Sharon. Glory be to God. So I'm learning something that the nose, throat, and ear, although they are separated, yet well united. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. What else you can tell me, Pastor Mike, about the nose? The nose, right here, I got a big one, the nose. It's sensitive to odors, incense, and aromas. It is the main breathing tool from the lungs. The mouth is really how you practice meditation, and it goes out of your mouth, reveals the heart's abundance. The Bible says from the mouth comes the abundance of the heart. So if you want to know what's in someone's heart, just listen to them talk. Watch their posts, and you'll see. Sometimes the fool seems smart until they start talking. And once they start talking, you say, oh, that's an idiot. I don't know what to say, all right? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. And all of a sudden, we got this rule now. You're supposed to stay at least 6 feet apart from each other. It's amazing how you use the number six and not the number seven. You know, if you die on day six, you go to hell. If you step one step to right, you go to heaven. Six is S-I-X. When you get something wrong in your test, it's S-I-X, which means it's wrong. Don't die on day six. Six represents the number of man. That's why it's called 666. That's the mark of man. That's man who worships self. That's the man that says, I don't need God. I can do my own thing. I don't have to follow God. I can choose the type of sex I want to be. I can live the life I want to. You are a beast. You have to repent. Glory be to God. You got to step one step to the right, which is number seven, which takes you back to heaven. Why is six afraid of seven? Because seven, eight, nine, all right? Seven will consume everything. And seven means completion in Christ. Seven, it represents the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday, which means the complete week for some people. With Jewish calendars, the first day of the week is Sunday. The Jewish calendar, Saturday is the seventh day. But for believers, Sunday is the first day of the week, which really stands for number eight, the beginning of a new series of days. Glory be to God. So I'm a firm believer that when we put these masks on, glory be to God, it reminds us of what God is doing in this hour and what God is doing in this process. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. So this mask is a reminder of what God is doing. Now, let me just explain to you about masks. It is very important to understand this. The reason why we have masks, we put it on, my daughter gave me the mask, and this says New Jersey on it. Beautiful, okay? And I'm going to put this mask on and watch this. You're 221, you're listening and watching my live, and also you're listening to www.ddv.com radio, okay? And so, you see how my sound is muffled? When I got the mask on, it muffles my voice. Masks are only temporary. They're not supposed to be on your face all the time. When you are around someone, you're supposed to have them on. When you're by yourself and driving, if you do me a favor, take it off, because you are affecting the effectiveness of your lungs, and you got to get stuff in the body and out of the body, okay? When you breathe in, it is oxygen. When you breathe out, it's carbon dioxide. If you keep this on your face, you're blocking stuff from getting out the body, and you're going to keep certain carbon dioxide in your body, and it can cause you to have some sicknesses and diseases that you don't need. These are only temporary in public. Please don't work out and exercise with masks on your face. Don't do it, I'm trying to tell you. The best bet is try to put between you and people about 6 to 10 feet. I call it the 10-feet rule. Whenever America comes with a law, I always add an extra stuff to it. So if you can stay 10 feet away from folk, that is good. But what's the spiritual meaning of this? Here's the spiritual meaning. God wants us to be sanctified. He don't want us to be around each other all the time. There's a season where God, I need you to listen to me so I can breathe life into you. I can resurrect you, all right? It's one thing to be around a whole lot of people and lose yourself. It's a whole nother thing to understand. I got time for friends and family, but every once in a while, I got to pull aside and have my private time with Christ. I got to get 10 feet away from everybody else, and I got to talk to him so God can breathe life. Always need to be careful of the seventh sense. It'll come bite you when you least expect. Oh, that's good, Sean. That's good. That's good. You know that blood transports oxygen throughout your whole body. Blood also gives carbon dioxide a ride through your lungs to be breathed out of the body. And did you know what I just found out? And I knew this before, but I need to be reminded that everybody this season should be practicing deep breathing. Deep breathing. You got to learn to close your mouth and breathe. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the nose. Practice that a little bit. And then get used to concentrating on emptying your lungs, almost like I used to do a half keto. I used to breathe in through my nose like 5 and breathe out my mouth 10, all right? 5-5-10 rule. You want to Pamela Tan. You want to get used to breathing and using the full capacity of your lungs, because the breathing techniques increases your nitrogen oxide. I think that's nitrogen oxide, which helps you actually with all types of things in your body. You know that improper breathing can affect your health levels. That's why I realize why folks do deep meditation and why some people who practice yoga practice sitting in a certain position and breathing in and breathing out, because you got to get rid of stress. When you breathe out the carbon dioxide, that's symbolic of getting rid of stress and getting rid of things in your body that piles up. You want to get the carbon dioxide outside of the body. And sometimes with these masks on, they can block you from getting out. So when you go out in the public and you have to wear it, once you're in a space where there's no people or you're at least 10 feet away, take the mask off, and it's only temporary. But what's the spiritual reason, Reverend McDuffie? God is showing you that this season, God is showing the church that we had a lot of things blocking our nose, blocking our mouth. God wants to breathe life into us. And I think a lot of times the body of Christ had put up so many masks, we've been blocking the nose and our mouth. I heard a preacher say the other day that church folks fussing about a mask. He said we've been wearing masks for years at church. Amen, Sean. We wear masks for years. Come to church, say one thing, do something totally different. God, to take off the mask, take it off, and let me breathe new life into you. Let me breathe new life into you. Ezekiel 37, verses 4 through 14. Don't print that, was too long to print. It says that God, I will breathe into Israel new life that she may live. This sign should remind you of, Lord God, breathe into my body. Breathe into my lungs. You know that prayer actually is breathing. Write that thing down. Prayer is breathing. A lot of times when I'm walking with my wife or my daughter, I'm walking maybe down the boardwalk, I'm learning how to breathe in the presence of God. I just say, Lord God, thank you. See that? Right through my nose. And to my dentist, Lord God, thank you. Every breath that I take, not every step that I take, not by the ground, every breath that I take, I'm breathing in the presence of God to strengthen my vocal cords. Prayer is breathing. That's right, it is. As the Bible says, do not cease from prayer. Almost like, do not cease from breathing. Become more accurate and think every time you walk and you're talking to God constantly and consistently. If I'm walking behind my wife and my daughter, they don't know sometimes I'm behind them constantly praying, constantly protection. Watch over. Angels are about. I pray for KOM, M318, my niece is the God's room, constantly, because every time I have a breath or space, sometimes I'll walk 10 feet away, 10 feet back, and I'm constantly and consistently praying around the clock. Now, you may say, McDuffie, that's kind of obsessive, but you do what you got to do. I found that this works very well over 40 years in ministry, and it defeats the enemy. It trips the enemy up. It doesn't allow the enemy to do what she or he wants to do. I shut those devils down. Amen. So he's used to breathing in prayers, and sometimes prayers is not long. Watch how I breathe and breathe out a prayer. Lord, I thank you with me. Like I thank you, I win everything that I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Angels around my mama and my wife. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every my son and daughter go, they're always protected by the blood. See, Lord God, thank you. My daughter goes to college, my Claire, and she's never by herself. See, I'm breathing in and breathing out prayers. And every time I see these masks, it reminds me of the breath that I take. I remind you, God is highlighting the nose and the mouth of a believer. Write that down. God is highlighting the nose and the mouth of a believer. Write it down. God is highlighting the nose and the mouth of a believer. Let me give you something else. What else does the nose do? The nose detects odors and molecules and helps to filter the air and warm the air that comes in your body like a humidifier to inhale. Are you with me? Your nose is very important. My wife got a super nose. She can smell someone's house 4 blocks down the street. I'd be like, Jimmy, what are you smelling now? She has a very sensitive nose. You can smell things. That speaks to her spirituality and her gifting. Whatever your physical gift is, it is an echo of your spiritual gift, which is your voice, okay? Smelling is called olfaction, O-L-F-A-C-T-I-O-N. Am I spelling that right? O-L-F-A-C-T-I-O-N, olfaction. That means smelling. Breathing is respiration. Your nasal cavity is infiltration. So for the nose, you got 3 different things. Nose is for smelling, breathing, and connected to your nasal cavity. Smelling is olfaction, breathing is respiration, and your nasal cavity is filtration. And it keeps foreign particles from the air you're breathing in and stops it, all right? And humidifies the air so the right air is coming into the body. Glory be to God. So what does that mean spiritually? God wants the body of Christ. Now, 1 minute before we take a break for www.mightbroadcastdvd.com. And I stay out on Might Radio, Might Live, rather. So what does your nose do? It infiltrates, it gives forth life. And it also creates what you call, detects odors and molecules, which is called olfaction, okay? So this is what I'm talking about when you see the mask with these things made. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break from www.mightbroadcastdvd.com, and we'll stay right here on Might Live. Let's take a break.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Here is what happened. A word that was prophesied by Sister Sharon McCombs. She said, Mike, this is the season of merging strategically. And she spoke that word. Oh, my God. We should be back to DDV Radio. I think we're back. Yes. We're back to DDV Radio, www.mybroadcast.com. Welcome back. Now, I want to give you something. I got about 20 minutes because I'm going to be done here at 2:50, and then I want to stay on for my God as I challenge all of us to give by 3 o'clock today. And I need you to stay with me. And I'm talking about the purpose of the mask pertaining to the mouth and the nose, which you can't leave out the ear, but we don't cover our ear. The big thing is the nose and the mouth. And once I put the mask on, those who listen to me on www.mybroadcast.com, it muffles my voice. So part of what this mask reminds you of, the devil's trying to muffle you. The devil don't want you to speak the word. Amen. And the devil also wants to block in your ability to breathe in the presence of God. So this mask is a reminder of satanic oppression. At the same time, reminds you of the importance of concentrating on spiritual tools. We need to focus on our breathing techniques and focus on our speaking techniques. Write that down. Two things I'm giving you. This is powerful. Focus on your breathing techniques and focus on your speaking technique. Someone write that thing down. Someone post that thing. I need you to post that. God wants you to focus on your breathing techniques and your speaking techniques. Breathing means I want to be in a constant and consistent communion with the Holy Spirit like I breathe. Every breath I take, I want to be able to say, Lord God, I thank you, you're with me. And Satan is trying to make us bootlickers. Amen. So deep is that. So I got to watch when I say, and I got to watch how I breathe. I don't want to inhale everything. I want to know how to see certain things that are negative and don't breathe them in. I want to limit the negativity and try to get in my ear gates. Some of you have swallowed the lies off of social media. So everything political you read, you just believe it because someone else just says it over and over. I'm telling you, put a mask up and block it. Don't receive everything everybody say because they're Republicans or the Democrats. Don't go down the party stream. I'm trying to tell you, man. Not the body of Christ. Now, you personally may be a Republican or a Democrat, but you speak on behalf of the church. Speak in terms of kingdom. If you do that, God will honor you. Every breath I take, I'll be watching you. Amen. Police, music group, amen. So watch this. So let me take this to another level. I did all that to get, I'm only paraphrasing today because I can't go scripture by scripture due to the time, and I'm using two phones to communicate my message. Number one, in Joshua chapter 1, there are about 8 things I want to mention real fast. And want to connect them to the mask, to the nose, and to the mouth. What we need to be very much aware of, okay? The nose allows you to detect and be aware and smell what's going on. Focus on breathing and speaking techniques. Thank you. So as I was ministering to M318 a couple of weeks ago, which was between July and August setting in, there's a change of season in Michael's life. Then Apostle Donald's and McDuffie, number 8 from August, is a change. And then Yahya's birthday was 8-8, which is 2 8s back to back. And I had another 8, had 3 8s after having 3 July 29. So I said, God, something is shifting between July and August. And God said, there's a major thing coming your way. I want you to smell it, detect it, be aware of it. He said, take that word Sharon told you and merge carefully. Cautiously. Everybody can't connect to you. Be very careful who you connect with. He said, I'm sending you opportunity. Get ready for it. And all of a sudden, here's the miracle. I understand the first time you're hearing this, I have been offered my own TV station. KOM TV station. That's right. We know the acronym KOM is Kingdom of Might. But one of my brothers who I got a relationship with, Pastor Sharon, after 3 years, Brother Ron, from, of course, www.glorysongs.net. My brother, we have established a relationship for 3 years. So I don't just connect with any old body. I have to have a track record. I have to know you. I got to know you're real true blue. And Brother Ron and I have been working side by side. I said, Ron, I've been offered to run a KOM TV station. We began to talk, and he was so honored, Sister Sharon. He said, McDuffie, for you to trust me like this, I am completely honored. And I took the brunt of the blast. You know what I mean? I took a financial risk. But I do know this is going to open the door to, like, millions of viewers. It's going to be located on Roku Television, R-O-K-U. Now, those of you who don't have that system, R-O-K-U, go and order it. All my partners, get your smart TV, download the application, because there is where KOM is going. We're going to be on Roku Television. And your McDuffie, your pastor, your friend, President Crystal, glory be to God, we're going to run our own TV station. I'm going to be highlighting Chrissy Kids, Marketing Ministries, Mom Ministry, More Than Meets the Eye, anyone got a cooking show, interview show. Listen, we got work to do. And yes, it is an income maker. It is part of my job to create wealth. I'm going to do that anyway. Those who are my friends in circle, you get the best deals first. And we're going to be able to see ourselves on TV and in people's living rooms. And I have been offered this. You know who's going to help run this? Brother Ron. Brother Ron from www.glorysongs.net. He was so overwhelmed. He went and spoke with the people. We got the deal. This thing is moving faster than I can think. And I'm telling y'all, KOM, get ready. Mighty Sons of God Church, get ready. We're bigger than one building. We're going to build mighty churches, businesses, schools. We're taking the international community by our heart. I'm telling you, man, this is our hour. My nose smelled it coming. It was around the area on July 29th. 1, 2, 3, in the plaza. Oh, God, here we go. And then August 8th came in, Yaya's birthday, on the month of August, the double H. And these guys are some strategic people. Here comes Pastor Sharon McCombs, connect with Pastor Sharon Huntley, back to back. Oh, God, here we go, God, here we go, God. And the Reverend Marcus called me with testimonies, and I heard testimony from my son, Duane. I heard testimony from my nephew, Marcus. I said, God said, the bottom fell out. He said, run, son. Be sensitive, smell what I'm doing. Be sensitive. Now, I need you to stay connected to my oxygen. I need you to continue to breathe in fresh air, fresh moves. Don't become stale. Listen to me. Oxygen, you breathe in fresh air. Pastor Sharon, President Crystal, you breathe out stale air. Some of you are trying to run a Joshua ministry with the old Moses stale air. Won't work, baby. You got a Joshua people, you need Joshua fresh air. Don't be trying to use carbon dioxide as oxygen. Carbon dioxide got to go out. Oxygen, you're breathing in fresh air. So, Lord God, I need a Joshua strategy for Joshua people. I don't want to use a Moses strategy for Joshua people. God, you are reading and you're hearing me very clearly, son. So God has granted us, Sister Sharon. God has granted us, Pastor Sharon and Reverend Marcus and those of Mighty Sons of God Church, KOM TV station. And it also stands for Knowledge of Movement. And I'm raising up leaders who are able to take the ball and run. All right? They're going to always look for me to do it. They know how to take it and run with it, yet remain accountable. And it means if I give you responsibility, it means I trust you. If I relinquish something to you, that means I give you a trust, and I want you to take that trust and run with it. All right? Watch this. 8 things happen in the book and on www.mikebroadcastdv.com. I got about 8 minutes. And I'm going to stay on with Mike Live, and I'm going to challenge people to sow seed today because you're going to help me. And as you know, we got an international connection to Uganda with evangelist Simon Peter waiting for my offer. I didn't send it yet because I didn't want to send him no less than 150. I want to go to 200. So I'm going to challenge y'all to help me out again today. 8 things happen in Joshua chapter 1. And it could be more, but let me just give you these 8 things. Number 1, the death of Moses. Number 2, Joshua told to arise. Number 3, go throughout the Jordan. Number 4, you and your church go with you. Number 5, settle the sea, which is Israel. Number 6, every place your feet go. Number 7, you got to walk on top of it. Number 7, you walk on top of it. You're moving from wilderness to Lebanon as far as the great water of great rivers of Euphrates, which is over 1,700 miles long. One of the largest rivers in the world, might be the largest, all right? And number 8, meditate on the word of God out of your mouth. 8 things again. Let me say it again. I'm only paraphrasing. Number 1, the death of Moses. Done. Moses is done. Number 2, arise, Pastor Joshua. Number 3, go through the Jordan, which is water, baptism. Number 4, you take your church and your group. Take M318. Take KOM. Take Mighty Sons of God Church. You and them. I need you to settle the sea. Settle Israel. Settle KOM. And every place the soul of your feet go to, which is the radio, which is Mike Radio, which is M318, which is SITU, settle them. Take them in. Settle them down. And you, Reverend Debbie, going to tread and walk on top of it. And I'm going to give you from the wilderness to the Lebanon, as far as the great rivers, the great river of Euphrates, even to the Hittites, the territory of the Hittites. And the Euphrates River is over 1,700 miles long. And what I need you is to be strong and courageous and meditate on the law of Moses day and night, which means let this come out your mouth. Watch it again. Nose and mouth. Nose and mouth. Nose and mouth. It says it to the Spirit of God breathing, giving you life, and be sure what comes out your mouth. I told you, we got to watch what we allow to come in our nostrils, and we got to watch. Focus on breathing and speaking techniques. So this is what I find myself doing this season since August came in, President, and those watching. I'll be doing like short prayers every time I breathe, like real slow. I said, thank you, Lord, watching over me. Thank you, Lord, we are in charge of this election in November. Okay, you're going to put in the seat who you want to be in there. Thank you, Lord. I bind presidential assassinations. I tie up devils against my governor. I put a wall of fire around my mayor. See, I just do short prayers as I breathe in the presence of God. I breathe out negativity. I resist you, Satan. I resist you, sickness and disease. I'm practicing prayer techniques and watch what comes out of my mouth. And meditation, when you spell meditate, it's spelled M-E-D-I-T-A-T-E. When you from the word medi, M-E-D-I, first four letters represent medicine. So your words and your thoughts are your medicine. So you got to get used to breathing in the word, speaking out the word. And what I'm saying, Lord God, thank you for K1 TV station, a $1 billion corporation. Lord God, I just thank you. Lord, I just praise you. I prophesy cooking shows, talk shows, shows with Chrissy kids, relationships, oh, glory God, investment programs. God, thank you that you're sending people to me who want to go on the air. Roku, we coming. Roku, we coming, which is the fastest growing live stream television network probably in the world. Over 60, 70, close to 80 million viewers. It's supposed to take the place of cable. I'm telling you, man, live stream television. And we're at the table. I just confirmed the contract. So I'm giving people an opportunity to shine. Not just the Mike McDuffie show. I got to highlight other ministers and other ministries. So I need y'all to get ready. So we got cooking shows, women programs. And everybody don't have to be out. That's like Pastor Mike. So you got comedy. I'm telling you, there is where I'm going. And if you come with me, fine. If you don't want to come with me, find somebody else. I'm telling you right now. This is where I am going. Glory be to God. I want to highlight Pastor Donnie Anderson Ministry from the Patterson Church. I want to get people who folks don't know in the local area and get the ministries out to California. And I get them all out to Africa. Get them all out to Paris and Rome. Wherever you got a smart TV, so does Roku. All right? Now, I'm telling you, and this came from that word that Sister Sharon said, McDuffie, merge cautiously. So the relationships I have developed in the last 3 or 4 years, I'm very much aware of it. And I got some long-time friends I've been with, and they never let me down. They never leave me nor forsake me. I'm very much aware of people who don't quit on me. Trust me. I don't say nothing. I'll be like, you quit, but you didn't. I got you. And I don't say nothing. I'll be like, amen. Don't say a word. But those who grind with you in good, bad, and ugly seasons, them the folks you better stick with close, because that means they're going to stick with you regardless if you fall short or not. They're not going to judge you. They're going to stick with you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Now, I got 2 minutes on www.mybroadcast.com that makes some announcements. Those watching right now, those listening here on my radio, I need you to inbox me. I'll give you my email address. If you're interested in being on my KOM TV station, which is going to open in September, and we got a few spots. Now, they can go quick, because when you find out, you can reach an audience of 50 million people. 50 million people. 50 million people. Thank you, Jesus. You better get on it quickly. And I'm giving discounts at first in September for those who start getting on it quick. And your budget will start about $100 per hour. And those who want to go more than once a week, want to go twice a week, you budget around $100, $115 an hour, and you'll be able to produce your show. All you need is really your phone. If you can travel, the better lighting, the better presentation. All right. So that's the K1 television station. And my email address is supermite777@gmail.com. supermite777@gmail.com. If you get lost, know what to do, just reach out to President Chris, or she'll connect me to you. And that's an opportunity. We get on Sunday church service, 7:47 a.m. Today is Saturday. I might be on a couple more times a day, depending on how God wants to use me. I'm trying to get some SITU courses finished. Got to get these courses done because we're running out of time. Trying to get this thing done and so I can start a new class. Got 1 minute. And thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. I got to go. I'm going to stay with Mike Live. Thank you. Brother Danny, I love you. Brother Steve, we love you. And, of course, my brother Rob, thank you so much. I got to go. God bless you. We'll
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose the law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.